بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. And may Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final and last messenger, upon his pure and noble family, and then upon the companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. This subject is under the title, The Meaning, Pillars, Merits and Conditions of La Ilaha Illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, known as the Testimony of Faith, or Ash-Shahada, or Ash-Shahadatan. The correct meaning of this declaration is that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. And therefore, it is not correct and not even permissible to say that it means that there is no creator except Allah, or that there is none who can originate except Allah, or that there is no one existing deity except Allah. All of these things are incorrect. All of these things are incorrect regarding the meaning of the testimony of faith. In fact, the pagan Arabs, they didn't deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole creator, or that there is no originator except Him. They didn't deny that. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asserts to us this their creed regarding this matter when He subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. And if you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will say Allah, as in Surah Luqman, verse 25. Even their poetry is filled with such an assertion, meaning they believed that Allah is the true Lord and that He is the only creator. And we know that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded them to say La ilaha illallah, what was their response? أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. Did He make all the gods one God? This is something amazing, astonishing. So what was the thing that the pagan Arabs understood when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded them to say La ilaha illallah? Did they understand that it meant that there is no creator or no one able to originate except Allah? Certainly the answer was not, because they don't deny that from the first start. However, what they denied in the response is that the thing that denied is that all worship be solely to Allah, having no partner with Him, setting up no partners with Him in worship. This is the thing that they denied. Therefore, the meaning and the correct meaning of La ilaha illallah is لا معبود حق إلا الله. It means there is none worthy of worship, no one deserves to be worshipped except Allah. That's why the term حق truly, or deserves to, or truly be worshipped, is to be used in the explanation of the meaning. Because the true God and only true God worthy of being worshipped is Allah. Otherwise, we know that there are gods taken by people, but these are not, none of them is the true God. In fact, this is asserted in the following verse in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 62, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ وَأَنَّ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ هُوَ الْبَاطِلِ. It is surely that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-haq, is the true God, and that whom they call besides him is al-batil, is falsehood. So this is the meaning, this is the meaning of la ilaha illallah. So now if anyone asks you, what is the meaning of la ilaha illallah, your answer, the correct answer, should be in accordance with the verses that you heard, is that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. This is the true meaning of the Shahada. This is the true meaning which people should reflect upon when they declare this testimony of faith and they revert to their initial state of Islam. Alaykum as-salam. The second part now is, what are the pillars? What are the pillars of La ilaha illallah? This testimony of faith, La ilaha illallah, has two pillars. It has two pillars. The first pillar is negation, and the second is affirmation. The first is negation. This is in the phrase La ilaha. This is the negation part. This is the negation phrase. This negates all forms of divinity attributed to other than Allah. This is the negative verse. Now, this is not the true translation, there is no God. That's what we're trying to explain, that this is not the true translation. So, look at it carefully. La ilaha. This is the negation phrase. This is the negation statement. It negates any kind of divinity or any attribution of divinity to other than Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is the one who is qualified with being worshipped. The second part is the affirmation. La ilaha, then comes the second part. Illallah. Illallah, this is the affirmation, meaning except Allah alone. Affirming the divinity to Him alone, having no partners with Him. This form of negation and affirmation is asserted in many places in the Quran. Look at now Surah Al-Fatiha, for example. Look at Surah Al-Fatiha. We read in Surah Al-Fatiha daily. We read in the opening chapter in our prayers, in the Salah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, you alone do we worship, and you alone we seek for help. And this therefore asserts that worship can only be directed to Allah alone. Then the next point, is it sufficient for a person to just utter La ilaha illallah without believing in what it means? This could be answered knowing that, knowing its meaning, which we just explained, that La ma'buda haq illallah, there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and therefore no kind of worship could be diverted to anyone else other than Allah. So the one who utters this testimony of faith, knowing its meaning, acting upon what this meaning entails, from negating all forms of worship to other than Allah, and affirming the uniqueness and oneness to Him alone, then this is the true Muslim. then this is the true Muslim. And anyone who acts according to La ilaha illallah yet having no belief in it, then he is a hypocrite. Meaning he utters it, but he believes to the contrary. This is hypocrisy. And anyone who opposes it by diverting any kind of worship to other than Allah, then he is a mushrik and a kafir and a disbeliever, even though he may utter it by his tongue. So it is not sufficient to utter this word or this testimony. The person must believe it, uttering it on his tongue, believing in it in his heart, what does it really mean, and acting according to that which it entails. Now, what are the merits? The merits of La ilaha illallah. These are many. There are many merits to this declaration, and many fruits and benefits to it. Yet again, we are certain that all of these merits are of no avail to the person who just utters it without manifesting, without having it concretely settled and affirmed in his heart as to what it means, and acting accordingly. The first of the merits of La ilaha illallah is that it is أَعْظَمُ نِعْمَةً. It is the greatest favor of Allah. It is the greatest favor. It is the greatest favor from Allah upon His slaves, that Allah guided them to declare it and to believe in it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, which is known as Surah An-Ni'am, the Surah of favors, the chapter of favors. And He made it to proceed and to be mentioned above all kinds of favors. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 2, chapter 16, verse 2, يُنَزِّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ بِالرُّوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ أَنْ أَنْذِرُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاتَّقُونَ. He sends down the angels with inspiration of His command to whom of His slaves He pleases, saying, warn mankind that La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illa ana, none has the right to be worshipped but I, Allah, so fear me by abstaining from sins and evil deeds. This is the first of the merits of La ilaha illallah. The second comes in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 256, indicating that it is the most, La ilaha illallah is the most trustworthy handhold that will never break, the most trustworthy handhold that will never break. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that which means, says, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. There is no compulsion in religion. Verily the right path has become distinct from the right path. Whoever disbelieves in taghut, and taghut is anything worshipped other than Allah, and it also refers to as a shaitan, and it also refers to exceeding the limits, and believes in Allah, then he has grasped the most trustworthy handhold. This is La ilaha illallah, the most trustworthy handhold that will never break, and Allah is the all hearer, all knower. Thirdly, it is the covenant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Maryam, verse 87. The covenant which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. Chapter 19, Surah Maryam, verse 87. Man shall have the power of intercession, but such a one as has received permission or promise from the Most Beneficent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This covenant or this promise, as Ibn Abbas, may Allah's mercy be upon him and his father, explained, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, explained, Al-Ahd, the Ahd which is mentioned in this verse, the promise, is Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah, is the testimony that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. Fourthly, it is Al-Husna. What does this mean? Alaykum As-Salaam wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. This is understood from verses 5 and 7 in Surah Al-Layl, chapter 92, verse 5 to 7, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Surah Al-Layl, chapter 92, verses 5 and 7. Okay, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى, as for him who gives in charity and keeps his duty to Allah and fears him, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, here is the point, and believes in Al-Husna, and Al-Husna is La ilaha illallah. This is the meaning of Al-Husna, the word of Tawheed, affirming the uniqueness of Allah and His oneness. This is Al-Husna referred to in this verse. And the person who then believes in Al-Husna, in La ilaha illallah, we shall make smooth for him the path of ease, of goodness. So it is Al-Husna. These are the merits, from the merits of La ilaha illallah. And this has been explained by Ibn Abbas also, may Allah be pleased with him and his father. Fifthly, it is the word of truth. As in Surah Az-Zukhruf 43, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, 43 verse 86, where Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ شَهِدَ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, إِلَّا مَنْ شَهِدَ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Surah Az-Zukhruf verse 86. And those who they invoke instead of him have no power of intercession except those who fear witness, who bear witness to the truth. That is, to La ilaha illallah, meaning believing in the uniqueness and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and comply with his orders and commands, and they know the facts about the uniqueness and oneness of Allah. So this is the word of the truth. And it is kalimatu taqwa. Number 6. It is kalimat al-taqwa. It's the word of piety. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in verse 48, in chapter 48, Surah Al-Fath, verse 26. وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ التَّقْوَى وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلَهَا. Surah Al-Fath 48 verse 26, and Allah made them stick to the word of piety, which is La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا, and they were well entitled to it and worthy of it, and Allah is the all knower of everything subhanahu wa ta'ala. 7 is the firm saying, Al-Qawlu Thabit. It is the firm saying, as in Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, 27. يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep firm those who believe with the word that stands firm in this world. Meaning they will keep their duty to Allah alone and none else. And this is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them firmness in this life and the hereafter as well. Allah will keep firm those who believe with the word that stands firm in this world. That is La ilaha illallah. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah. And in the hereafter. And Allah calls to go astray those who are polytheists and wrongdoers, etc. And Allah does what He wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the Al-Kalima al-Tayyiba. A good word. As in Surah Ibrahim, the same Surah, verse 24. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون. See you not how Allah sets forth a parable, a goodly word as a goodly tree, whose root is firmly fixed and its branches reach to the sky that is very high, giving its fruits all the time. Next verse please. By the leave of its Lord, and Allah sets forth parables for mankind in order that they may remember. This goodly word is La ilaha illallah. This is the word of sincerity and purity. And the goodly tree that is referred to in this verse is the palm day tree. This is the parable. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set forth the parable for mankind of this goodly word as a goodly tree, which is the palm date tree. Why? Because there are so much in common between the believer who believes in La ilaha illallah and between the palm date tree. From this is that the palm date tree needs three things to grow and to give its fruits. It needs a deep and firm root, and it needs a strong standing and firm base. Needs a standing base, firm, and third, high branches. And such is Iman. And such is faith. It requires the three things. First, attestation of the heart. This is the deep one. Secondly, saying by the tongue. Thirdly, acting by the limbs. The second resemblance is that the date palm tree does not grow in just any land. And similarly, the word of Tawheed, the goodly word, La ilaha illallah, does not settle in every heart except in the heart of the true believer. Settle firmly. The third resemblance, that the date palm tree, it has a deep and firm root in the earth, and its branches are high. And similarly, the goodly word of Tawheed, La ilaha illallah, asluha thabit, its base is firmly established in the heart of the believer. And if he utters it and acts according to what it entails, it will go up in the direction upwards until it reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah states in Surah Fatir, chapter 35, verse 10, إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. Chapter 35, verse 10. إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. To him Allah ascend all the goodly words and the righteous deeds exalted. To him ascend all the goodly words, and the goodly word is La ilaha illallah, as we just learned from the previous verse. The fourth resemblance between this goodly word of La ilaha illallah and the date palm tree is that the date palm tree, the fruits of which could be eaten day at night, in the summer and in the winter, either as dates or unripe dates or wet dates. And similarly, the actions of the believers, it ascends in the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, and the blessings of his faith is not discontinued, always reaches him at all times. Yes, as well, mindfully, this goodly word of La ilaha illallah is the mean for salvation, is the means for success, attaining al-Jannah, is the means for success of attaining al-Jannah and being saved from the fire of hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 185, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Anyone who is removed from the fire of hell, removed away, whoever is removed away from the fire of hell and admitted to paradise, then indeed he had achieved success. Similarly, we know from the hadith, which is agreed upon, that the Prophet ﷺ said, من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله, anyone who bears witness and testifies that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, and that Muhammad is Allah's slave and messenger, and that وَأَنَّ عِيسَى عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ, and that Jesus is the slave of Allah and his messenger, وَكَلِمَتُهُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَى مَرْيَمُ, and that his word, that he subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Maryam, وَكَلِمَتُهُ, and his word, and that the word of Allah was be, the word of Allah was be, وَرُوحٌ مِّنْ, and a spirit from him, meaning created by Allah, not being part of Allah, وَالْجَنَّةُ حَقٌّ, and that paradise is true, وَالنَّارُ حَقٌّ, and that hell is true, then Allah will admit him to paradise on the state of deeds he or she is upon, meaning good or bad. Even if the believer who attests to this testimony, even if he acts in acts of disobedience, and if he is to be punished, then he will never ever be in hell forever. He will be admitted, his final abode will be paradise. This tells us therefore of the next benefit, that this kalima, this goodly word, is a reason, is a means of preventing eternal stay in hell for those who deserved to enter it due to their sins. This is evident from the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith which is known as the hadith of shafa'ah, the hadith of intercession. أخرجوا من النار من قال لا إله إلا الله. Remove away from the fire of hell anyone who says لا إله إلا الله, no, there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. وكان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من إيمان, and he had in his heart an ant weight of faith. So the people of La ilaha illallah, even if they would be admitted to the fire of hell because of their shortcomings regarding its rites, it is inevitable that they will be removed from it, as asserted in the following hadith which is in Al-Bukhari and Muslim by the Prophet ﷺ. يَخْرُجُ مِنَ النَّارِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَفِي قَلْبِهِ وَزْنُ شَعِيرَةٍ مِّنْ خَيْرٍ. There will be removed from the fire of hell whoever said لا إله إلا الله, no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and in his heart there is the weight of a barley seed of good. As well, وَيَخْرُجُ مِنَ النَّارِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَفِي قَلْبِهِ وَزْنُ بُرَّةٍ مِّنْ خَيْرٍ. Also, he will be removed from the fire of hell, the one who says لا إله إلا الله, and in his heart is the weight of a wheat seed of good. وَيَخْرُجُ مِنَ النَّارِ, also, he will be removed away from the fire of hell, the one who says لا إله إلا الله, that no true God worthy of worship except Allah. وفي قلبه وزن ذرة من خير, and in his heart there is the weight of an ant of good, an ant's weight of good. This is reported in Al-Bukhari and Muslim and others. Eleventh, anyone who says this goodly word sincerely, seeking Allah's face, anyone who says this goodly word sincerely seeking Allah's face, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحَرِّمُهُ عَلَى النَّارِ, then Allah will forbid him from being tormented in the fire of hell. As in the hadith which is agreed upon, that the Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ حَرَّمَ عَلَى النَّارِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade the punishment in the fire of hell upon the one who says, مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, who says لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, يَبْتَغِي بِذَلِكَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ, seeking in that the face of Allah, meaning sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's face. 12. It is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind and jinn. It is for this reason of manifesting and believing that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, that Allah had created mankind and jinn. As in Surah Al-Dhariyat, Surah Al-Dhariyat verse 56, يقول الله عز وجل وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون 51-56 Verily I have created the jinn and mankind for the sole purpose of worshipping me alone. This is the purpose of our creation, to believe and manifest and work in accordance with this declaration, La ilaha illallah, there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. It is the means of happiness in the two worlds, this world and the hereafter. قال الله عز وجل, this is clear from the saying of Allah in Surah Al-An'am, which is chapter 6, verse 82. الذين آمنوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 82. It is those who believe in the uniqueness and oneness of Allah and worship none but Him alone. This is La ilaha illallah. And confuse not their belief with ظُلْم, which is wrong. And the wrong here that is referred to, this ظُلْم, is associating partners with Allah, worshipping others besides Allah. It means the shirk. For them only there is a security and they are guided. This is from its merits, security and guidance. 14th, it is the first obligatory duty on the legally responsible. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله. I have been commanded to fight the people until they testify that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah. And it is the last duty on the legally responsible as well, المكلف. So the one who utters his last words, the one whose last words from this life is La ilaha illallah, the one who utters this declaration of testimony, such that this will be the last of his words in this life, will be admitted to paradise, will be admitted to paradise. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kana akhiru kalamihi La ilaha illallah, دخل الجنة. Whoever his words, the last that he will utter, meaning in this life, will be لا إله إلا الله, دخل الجنة, will be admitted to, will enter paradise. This hadith is reported by Abu Dawood and Al-Hakim, and he, Al-Hakim, said it's authentic, and Al-Dhahabi agreed to Al-Hakim's authentication, and it is authenticated by Al-Albani as well. May Allah's mercy be upon all of them. 16. It is for its sake, for this testimony of faith, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, the messengers were sent and the books were revealed. Allah says in Surah Al-Anbiya 21-25, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. We have not sent any messenger before you, O Muhammad, except that we reveal to him that لا إله إلا أنا, there is no true God worthy of worship except me, Allah, فعبدون, so worship me alone. It is the first thing that the messengers called for. It is the first thing that the messengers called for. All of them called to this testimony. All of them called their respective nations before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to submit to this testimony and believe in it. And this was the same with the case of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to all mankind in the final message. The same thing, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, the same message in Surah Al-A'raf 7:73. عبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. Worship only Allah, you have no other God besides Him. This is the message of all messengers. Is the best of good deeds. This testimony of faith is the best of good deeds. Abu Dharr, may Allah be pleased with him, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, قلت يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, علمني عملا, teach me a deed, an action, يقربني من الجنة, that will bring me close to paradise, وَيُبَاعِدُنِي مِنَ النَّارِ, and will distance me away from the fire of hell. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, إِذَا عَمِلْتَ سَيِّئَةً فَعْمَلْ حَسَنَةً فَإِنَّهَا عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. If you commit any wrongdoing or any sin, then do a righteous deed, because it is tenfold in reward. Then I said, O Messenger of Allah, أمن الحسنات لا إله إلا الله, is لا إله إلا الله considered from the good deeds? He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, هي أفضل الحسنات, it is the best of good deeds. هي أفضل الحسنات. This hadith is reported by Imam Ahmad and authenticated by Al-Albani رحمهم الله. And it is the good deed in itself. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, He refers to it in Al-Quran, in Surah Al-An'am, in chapter 6, verse 160. من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. As in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 6, verse 160. من جاء بالحسنة, whoever brings a good deed, and this refers to the tawheed, to the belief in the uniqueness and oneness of Allah, that He only, the only true God worthy of being worshipped, he shall have 10 times the like thereof to its credit, to his credit. And it is the best of remembrance. It is the best of remembrance of Allah. It is the best by which we can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أفضل ما قلت أنا والنبيون من قبلي لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. The best thing that I said, that I had said, and the prophets before me, is لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. That there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. He has no partners. 20th minute. it is the heaviest on the scale. It is the heaviest on the scale. It is the heaviest thing on the scale. It is reported that the Prophet ﷺ said that the Messenger of Allah, Noah, alayhi salam, told his son when death approached him, he told him, "Amuruka bila ilaha illallah." I command you by la ilaha illallah. فَإِنَّ السَّمَوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَالْأَرْضِينِ السَّبْعِ لَوُضِعَتْ فِي كَفَّةِ. If the seven heavens and the seven earths were they to be put in one scale, and the word لا إله إلا الله would be put in the other scale, رَجَحَتْ بِهِنْ, it will incline the scales. لا إله إلا الله will incline the scales. رجحت بهن لا إله إلا الله. ولو أن السماوات السبع والأرضين السبع, and if the seven heavens and the seven earths كلن حلقة مبهمة, if they were a closed ring, قسمتهن لا إله إلا الله, then the word, the goodly word لا إله إلا الله will break them, will break it. From the merits, it will scatter the records of sin on the day of resurrection. This testimony, La ilaha illallah, that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, it will scatter the records of sins on the day of resurrection. So it scatters the records of sins, and it outweighs these records, and it will make the scales heavy, as in the hadith reported that in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this hadith is known as hadith al-bitaqa, the hadith, the narration of the bitaqa, of the card. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of resurrection, He will save a man from my nation, from ummati, before all creation. Allah will gather for him 99 records. Each record stretches as far as the sight can see. Then he will tell him, أَتُنْكِرُ مِنْ هَذَا شَيْئًا? Do you deny anything of this? أَظَلَمَكَ كَتَبَتِ الْحَافِظُونَ? Did my keepers, meaning the angels of records who write the deeds, did they do injustice to you? فَيَقُولُ لَا يَا رَبَّ الْعَلَمِينَ. He will respond, No, O Allah, the Lord. فَيَقُولُ أَفَلَكَ عُذْرٌ. He will say, No, my Lord. فَيَقُولُ أَفَلَكَ عُذْرٌ. Do you have an excuse? Do you have any plea? فَيَقُولُ لَا يَا رَبَّ. No, O my Lord. Then Allah says, Nay, but truly you have. إِنَّ لَكَ عِنْدَنَا حَسَنَ. With us you have حَسَنَ, a goodly deed. فَإِنَّهُ لَا ظُلْمَ الْيَوْمِ. Indeed, today there is no injustice whatsoever. فَتَخْرُجُ بِطَاقَ فِيهَا. Then a card will appear, and in it written, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's slave and messenger. And he will say, أحضر وزنك, bring your scale. He will say, يا ربي ما هذه البطاقة ما هذه السجلات. What would this car do with these records? It can't be compared to it. Then he will be told, Allah will tell him, إِنَّكَ لَا تُظْلَمْ, you will not be dealt with unjustly. قَالَ فَتُوضَعَ السِّجِلَّاتُ فِي كَفَّةِ, and so all the records will be put in a scale. فَطَاشَتِ السِّجِلَّاتِ وَثَقُلَتِ الْبِطَاقَةِ, the records scattered and the bitaqa became heavy in the scale. فَلَا يُثْقَلُ مَا اسْمِ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ, nothing will outweigh the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith is reported by At-Tirmidhi and it was declared as Hasan, good, by Ibn Majah and Ibn Hibban, and also authenticated by Al-Albani, may Allah's mercy be upon all of them.